Been there, Shabbos. Parshas Vayetze. Tonight, we also start the Saint Talmud of Levracha, a tefillah where we daven for Tal Umotar Levracha. We daven how the rain is for a bracha. Perhaps we can see that in the rain is more than just parnasa. But rain in Yiddishkeit presents something much deeper and much greater as well. Begin with a ha'ara and the flaw in this week's parsha. We have that Rachel Imenu takes the Avodah Zarah, the Getchkes, the plastic or metal or wooden gods that Laban would worship, and she steals it. And Laban spends days chasing after this. And there's an obvious question. We all look at Laban and we laugh. If your god can get kidnapped or godnapped, and he can be taken captive, then maybe it's time to rethink your god. Bianca Galinsky asked this question. He says, what was Laban thinking? And the truth is, Avram, when his father, when he went ahead and broke all the Avodah Zarah, and he turned to his father and told his father what happened, his father says, don't be silly. They can't move, they can't do anything. And again, he posed the question to his father, what are you thinking? And then again, in the Tirak Daisha, says how the Goyim used to take their gold and silver gods and put them inside, so they shouldn't get stolen, and they would only keep the cheap ones outside. And again, the question becomes, are people so silly? If your god can get picked up and stolen, shouldn't you rethink it? But Bianca Galinsky says, Yidden Tyra, before you laugh at Lavan, let's think about ourselves. We believe in Hashem. Yet people will steal, thinking they're going to make more money. People lend with interest. People play with all sorts of coolers on Hilchas Shabbos to have a business run before or after. Don't you believe in Hashem? Well, this is an honest question. And I want to explain, perhaps, what we can add to our lives. We are maminim. So how can we think that if we play with life events, we play with halachas, we're actually going to be successful if we're maminim? To answer this, I'd like to share with you a gem, an incredible, incredible, incredible thought from the Lev Eliyahu of Eli Lapian in this week's parasha. And this will really add such an incredible dimension to what we think already, the emuna we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov Avinu. And he says, Yaakov Avinu, it's time to go. It's time to leave. Yaakov Avinu listens, and then he turns to his wives. He calls out Rachel and Leah. And he tells Rachel and Leah, he says, I want you to know, I want to leave. I feel like it's time for me to go. Says Rabbi Apian, that's not why you want to go. What's the reason you want to go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to you and told you it's time to go. So why did you tell your wives that what? That you want to go. But the question doesn't stop there. He calls. And then when he tells his wives that also HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we should go, his wives don't say, okay, if Hashem says to go, let's go. What do his wives say? His wives say, oh, you know what, we want to go. We anyway don't like it here. It's anyway no good over here, so let's go. Was that the reason they wanted to go? They didn't think of it earlier. The reason they wanted to go was why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Because right after Yaakov Avinu says, Batan Racholeda said, Ha'id lanu chelik v'nachlo, Ve'ezavinu, we have nothing here. He treats us like a foreigner. Says El Apian, it seemed like a game. Yaakov gets inspired because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go. And he comes in and says, I want to leave. And after he tells his wives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go, they say, yeah, we want to go. Says Rav Eli Lapian something magnificent. He says, they realize something that we all need to realize. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told us it's time to go, not that he's messing up our plans. He's telling us that's what's good for us. Our Halig of mothers, Rachel and Leah, when they heard from Yaakov in his mouth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's go, they said, we want to go, it's better for us, our time is up to be here. I don't know how they felt before, but the second HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to go, that must mean what we want to do. Whether they were on that level, or perhaps they were inspired from Yaakov, who came and said, it's time to be that I want to go, I don't know. But we see that Yaakov, Rachel and Leah all had the same yesod. The yesod is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them instructions, this is what I want, it wasn't shoots, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you messed up my plans. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we want to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no on your way somewhere. You want this, you're convinced this is good for you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, didn't mess up your plans. That is what you want, because if you had HaKadosh Baruch Hu's insight, you would say that's exactly, that's Emunah. Emunah means, if I knew what Hashem wants, I would pick the same thing. This is what we're learning from our Avos Animois. This is what Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah taught us in this week's parasha. Going back to our initial question from Bianco Galinsky, how could it be that people who have Emunah feel like they can cut corners here, cut corners things, they'll change things? Because we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's situation he set up for us is perfect. We believe if we had more of this and more of that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a job, and we have a Emunah that obviously this is what's supposed to be for me. But no, Hashem doesn't get it. I have a whole other idea what's best for me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's really getting in the way. We need to think about these beautiful psukim. If you have a few minutes over Shabbos and you opened up these psukim, it would be incredible. Mamish, you watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and tells him to go. V'yema Shama Yaakov, go. The next day he comes, Yaakov says, right then, he goes, I'm not comfortable. He tells it to his wives and they say, oh, Hashem said, okay, we're not comfortable either. We don't want to be here. V'sein talu mota levracha. We daven for rain. Rain is the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put into a system. Everything else we have, sun goes up, sun goes down, summer, winter, everything comes in seasons. Rain, Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put into a system. As a matter of fact, everything came to Briyas HaOlam with nothing. We didn't have to do anything for the world, for anything to be created. The only thing that did not start till we asked for, tells us Rashi, tells us the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Rashi expounds and explains it, is rain. There was no rain in the Bria till there was a person to daven, says the Pasuk. Because rain is Hashkacha Pratis. When it rains, how it rains. When it snows and how it snows. We plan an event and it snows. It got ruined. Of course we feel that. It's normal. But somehow we have to believe that this is exactly how it's supposed to be. We need to be mechazik. And that's the same Talumata Levracha. The bracha of rain, besides the parnasa that it brings, is the emunah that it brings. People in other businesses don't see how they're so dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But ask any farmer, ask anyone involved in the world of agriculture. Rain, they wait. And when the rain comes, is it a good rain? Is it a bad rain? Is it before the plowing, after the plowing, before the season, during the season? Hashkacha pratis. It's in every business. And Rachel and Leah recognized that if Hashem came now, it's time to pick up and go. Many years ago, I heard a Murdi Gemaisa, incredible story. And I actually saw it printed in a book as well. Rav Gifter, Mordechai Gifter was the Rosh Yeshiva in Telz Cleveland. One of the challenges of being a Rosh Yeshiva in Cleveland was many of the Bachrim of Telz Yeshiva got married in New York. And one of the, shouldn't call it a challenge when you go to a Talmud Chasna, but Rav Gifter many times would need to go fly to New York with a group of Bachrim, because, you know, the Bachrim Yeshiva was getting married, and they needed to have his friends there. So this happened often. One particular winter chasana, Reb Gifter is flying with 8 Bachrim. And they're flying to a chasana of one of their alumni in New York. And they're on their way from Cleveland to New York. And all of a sudden they announce that the plane has to make an emergency landing, can't go straight to New York, and they're landing in Pennsylvania due to a snowstorm. When I saw the story, it brings down the exact town. Where in Pennsylvania, I don't remember. I cannot tell you, and you could all use your imagination, the Bachrim looking forward to this chasana. Rav Gifter was supposed to be the Masada Kiddushin. Devastation, everyone's, you know, imagine this Bachur doesn't have his Rosh Hashiva, and the truth is, on the Bachur's end, it was terrible. But the Bachur couldn't help feeling frustrated. What if we would have gone an hour earlier? You know, they were already frustrated that maybe the Yeshiva should have let them leave an hour earlier, they would have gotten there. Maybe Yeshiva should have let them go the day before, and everyone's ifing and ending and butting. What could have and should have been? Finally, it was getting late, and Rav Gifter tells the Bachur, listen, we have to daven Ma'ariv. There were 9 people. There was not going to. This was in random Pennsylvania. This was not in a very famous, not in a Jewish city. This wasn't in Pittsburgh or in Philadelphia. It was in a random city. And they said, we're not going to get it. So Gifter said, at least we'll daven miyachidus. But to daven in the middle of the area, 9 of us, it's a big deal. So he said, let's find a side room. They walk down the hall and they find the custodian, one of the janitors. And they asked him, do you have a room on the side that we can use? He goes, actually, there's a room here that the employees use. Well, we keep our briefcases, we keep our hats and coats. He says, yeah, you could use this room. And the custodian's looking very, you know, very puzzled. So Gifter, being the nice man that he was, says, can I help you? He says, how many guys are you? He says, we're 9. He says, I need to tell you something very, 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 very intriguing. He says, I'm a Yid. I'm a Jew, and I know 10 is a minion. He says, 40 years ago, my father passed away. And for the past few nights in a row, he came over to me and he begged me to please say Kaddish for him on his yard site. And he says, I didn't know when exactly, but he begged me. And he says, I was thinking about it and I was trying. And he says, I disregarded, it was 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights. And he says, I need to be honest with you. Tonight is his yahrzeit. And I was on my way to work and I could have stopped in a shul and I said, I just can't do it. I have to be at work. And I ignored him. And here you are right here in the airport. 9 Orthodox Jews, rabbis, coming here to this minyan. Thank you for making my father's minyan. And this year davened with them and they had a minyan in some cold city in Pennsylvania. That's this story I heard when I was a bacher and I read it later on. Such a tremendous chizuk. It's marvel. You think to yourself, the bacher, we left an hour early. Again, I don't know why this bacher shouldn't have his yeshiva by chasna. I'm not here to explain anything. One thing is clear to anyone who's listening, that exactly where the flight landed and when and how. There was a yid in Shemayim that had some schus that 40 years after his patir, he wanted that for some reason he needed a kaddish on his yahrzeit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Rosh Yeshiva with 9 Yeshiva Bachrim to his son to say a Kaddish in the heart of Pennsylvania. I don't know why, but the Chizuk has to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're not going to New York for a Chasna. We're stopping. There's a reason. We don't understand it. We like it. We chose it. I don't know. But there's a reason. And this is the Chizuk. Rachel and Leah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, time to go. That's what we want to do. And that's what we need to do. And that's the chizuk we get from our Avos and Himayos when we read these beautiful parshiyos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.